This Wednesday, the University of Connecticut held a groundbreaking ceremony for the new engineering and science building expected to occupy the store's campus. Connecticut Governor Daniel P. Malloy joined University President Susan Herbst and other local representatives to speak on behalf of the opportunities the new building is expected to bring.
Having this building at the heart of campus is making a very clear statement that UConn is ready to drive innovation, to catalyze research advances, and to continue the momentum we've already picked up as a source for new and path-breaking advances in research.
That was President Herbst. The building will provide new opportunities for research as the university prepares for the 100th anniversary of UConn's four-year engineering instruction program next year. Features of the building will include facilities for high-tech fields such as virtual reality, bioengineering, and nanomaterials. Malloy said the five-story, 118-square building is expected to not only benefit UConn, but Connecticut as well.
This level of investment is what is appropriate to make sure that we can guarantee the kinds of students becoming engineers, getting their degrees, staying in Connecticut, and building our economy for us.
Of the roughly $1.5 billion currently invested in UConn by Next Generation Connecticut, $35 million will go towards the new building, in addition to $60 million from the 21st Century UConn Fund.
I believe this university needs to grow, and by growing, drive Connecticut's economy as well.
Speaking at the ceremony, State Senator May Flexer said the building will create more one-to-one interactions with professors and students. Governor Malloy said preparation for the future is essential.
We need to make sure that we are dynamic, that we are leading, that we are preparing a workforce for the challenges of the future as well as the present. This is what investment in the future feels like. We're going to compete. We're going to win.
The building is expected to be completed by 2017. For WHUS News, I'm Melissa Hughes.